Tony McGee is a Republican candidate running for New Hanover County School Board. Tony McGee, thanks for speaking with us.
Well, you're certainly welcome. It's a pleasure to be able to do so.
Mr. McGee, what qualifies you to serve on the school board?
Well, I think one of the main things that qualifies me, of course, I'm a veteran, spent some time in the Marine Corps, 8.5 years. And while there, I graduated from Marine Corps Computer Sciences School. And what this did, this exposed me to the concepts and ideas of critical thinking indirectly. And I was able to take that training and parlay that into a 28-year career in IT. And so one of the things that I'm thinking about is when I graduated from high school, I was a very uninterested student. I made C's and D's and some E's, and I did graduate, but I could have cared less. But I don't think I could have cared less. I mean, I did not care about learning. I had really lost the joy of learning. And one of the things that the Marine Corps did for me is they kicked my brain back into gear. So I would say the thing that qualifies me is my passion for learning and the idea that any student can learn if they're given the proper tools, like critical thinking concepts and so forth, whether they understand that they can learn. There's work in learning, but there can be a joy, a sense of accomplishment in learning. And I would say my experience in that learning process and what I've had to go through is what qualifies me.
There are allegations that both board members and New Hanover County Schools Administration mishandled complaints about teachers sexually abusing students. So how do you plan to ensure families and the community that kids are safe when they come to our schools?
Well, you know, I think one of the first things to say is I think that has finally been dealt with and handled. So that's great. I think one of the most important things to do, in my opinion, is to have something akin to a just culture. So in other words, if something pops up, some type of complaint from a parent or maybe another teacher notices something, that we need to have kind of culture that the school board and administrators from the superintendent on down look at that and investigate and turn over every leaf. I think one of the great challenges that we face sometimes is that we're thinking, well, no, that can't be true. That person wouldn't do this. That person wouldn't do that. But we all know that sometimes people aren't perfect and they do things that they should never do, things that we would find completely egregious. And I think having the kind of culture where if something is reported, it is going to be looked into, every stone turned over by the board of education, by the administrations, including the superintendent, by principals, and everybody involved. So nothing is swept under the rug. Nothing is ignored or taken lightly. Now, it is possible that after you investigate, you find that there's some false allegations or unfounded. But I think we have to have the kind of culture that we're committed to look into things and dig into things and make sure, because our first priority after educating students, kids, young people, is to make sure that they're safe.
As evidenced by some recent board meetings, the public has witnessed some working relationships between the members. They can see that it's somewhat contentious. So if you're elected, how will you work with someone who doesn't agree with your point of view?
Well, I think that's one of the key aspects of critical thinking. And I think the idea of being empathetic to another's point of view. And the idea of empathy to another point of view is simply, for the moment, putting aside all of my disagreement or disbelief in something that somebody else is saying so that I can hear with clarity what it is they're saying and making sure my defenses don't go up and I'm just defending my position. And then I still may not agree. But at the same time, we have to reach a place that we can agree to disagree. And of course, oftentimes, instead of having empathy, we tend to have disdain. And the problem with disdain is we don't even give the other idea, the other position, the other person the opportunity to adequately express that point of view. And I think that is what I would bring, the ability to be able to have empathy with a different point of view than mine to make sure that I understand it. So now I can answer why I disagree or why I think my idea might be better. And at the same time, recognizing this is not a one-person show. There has to be an opportunity for all the board members to come together corporately and make a decision that's best for New Hanover County's school-aged children so that we can properly educate them.
And part of this contentiousness also stems from deciding how the school system should operate, meaning should the school system only be operating online or with a hybrid model that they currently have, or all in-person classes. So if you had a vote right now, how would you want the school system to open?
Well, I mean, it depends. I'm assuming, of course, there's some information that I'm privy to, but I'm sure that there's some that I'm not privy to, in the sense of not being on that board. So my decision would be based on what are the healthcare professionals telling us, and do we have a substantial supportive evidence that lets us know what we can do? In other words, if it's safe for our children to be in school, let's get our children in school, because we certainly don't want to aggravate or stir up mental health issues by keeping them locked down and all of those kind of things. At the same time, if there are dangers out there that we need to be concerned about, I think we need to take that into consideration. So my primary perspective would be, let's look at the information and let's do our best to be as objective as we can in analyzing what we're dealing with, and then make a decision based on that.
What policies would you pursue to increase access so that all students can receive an equitable education across the district, no matter where they live, that they're getting access to the same resources as other kids in other parts of the county?
I think one of the main things to do is to infuse the education system with the concepts and principles of critical thinking. I think sometimes if we're not careful, we think, well, if we can spend this amount of money, that's going to change something. And that is a part of it. I'm not denying that. But I think making sure from the earliest age that after children get to the point that they know their shapes, they know their colors, and they begin to learn the alphabet and certain things like that, 1 + 1 = 2, that we begin to infuse in them, actually encourage the idea in them that they have to start thinking about things. And in the beginning, there may be simple thoughts, there may be very simple concepts and ideas that they're learning to think about, but getting students to the place that they're actually practicing these concepts and principles. Because I think the great equalizer, the great overcomer of inequities is the ability for students to be able to think critically about whatever situation within and out of the classroom. And I think that's an important principle. Of course, there may need to be additional funds put in certain places for those that do not have adequate nutrition, maybe making sure that they have access to internet and technological tools such as laptops and notebooks and things like that. But I think having those tools is not a benefit if the child is not learning how to think, not necessarily making sure that they can pass a test, A, B, C, D, E, F. That's fine and well, but do they understand to some degree the concept that they're being taught?
What is one thing or one policy that you'd like to see in New Hanover County schools?
I guess when you talk about policy, I mean, I'm aware of some of the policies, but I don't want to pretend that I have a firm grasp on policies. I think for me, I'm looking at how do we teach our children to think? And I mean, to paraphrase something that was said by Carter G. Woodson, he said that every person has to have two educations. The first one is the education that somebody gives you. The second one is the one you give yourself. And my position is simply this. If our children do not know how to think, they can't give themselves that second and most satisfying education, because they don't have the tools to take something that they don't know and investigate and research and build upon it and actually make a decision. Should I go to a university? Should I follow a vocational or a workforce track, or should I become an entrepreneur? Should I turn to corporate? And these are the kind of tools that every student is going to need in order to make clear decisions. So my position would be, what policy would lend itself to infusing our education system with critical thinking? That would be something that I would want to see.
Tony McGee, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Okay, and thank you so much, and God bless you.